This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli warplanes struck a refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip overnight Saturday, killing dozens, according to local officials, as the diplomatic efforts continue for a humanitarian pause, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Explosions and columns of smoke billow over the Gaza Strip skyline after Israeli warplanes struck the Maghazi refugee camp. This man calls it a massacre. And Palestinian officials say at least 40 people were killed. Israel said it will press on with its crackdown against Hamas leadership, while U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah, shaking hands publicly, holding talks privately. Saturday, Blinken said he cannot support a ceasefire because it will only empower Hamas.
Senior Hamas officials said that it was their intent to do October 7th again and again and again.
Blinken's meetings with Arab leaders continue through the weekend. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday said American officials were working to secure a humanitarian pause in Gaza that would advance several priorities, including getting more aid into Palestinians and getting hostages held by Hamas released.
We've had trucks moving. We have about 100 trucks a day going in. That's good, but it's grossly insufficient. So now we're working on raising that significantly so that more aid in a sustained way gets into Palestinians who need it.
Speaking to reporters after an unannounced stop in Baghdad, Blinken landed in Iraq's capital on his first visit to the country as the top U.S. diplomat holding talks with the Iraqi prime minister.